Dealing with change is often difficult. On today's show, how planning for retirement has evolved over the past 20 years or so. We've got the top 10 changes in getting to that next phase of life called retirement.
And now, Retire Right Radio with Paul Roberts.
We talk about it on this show a lot, how retirement has changed, and we're going to look at some of the major ways that retirement has changed. And opening up Retire Right Radio, Weston Lindemann is part of the team of All-Star Advisors at Roberts Wealth Management, and here once again to give us what we need to consider on our journey to retirement. So we're going to look at, Weston, how retirement has changed. I think it's safe to say that today's retirement is definitely not our father's retirement.
That's right. We have to remind people all the time that although it should be as simple as, you know, work hard, that 40-year career, you know, save some money, it's not that simple anymore. You know, the world around us is a lot more complex, perhaps, than it was when people first got started with their career. And the rules change a lot along the way, and so it's not really that simple anymore. And besides that, you know, the era of pensions is sort of a bygone era at this point. People don't have that same track record of, you know, working with one company their entire career and then having a really nice pension, you know, able to retire at 60, that sort of thing. That means that we have to work a little bit more strategically, maybe not as hard. There are some, you know, silver linings there. Actually, recently, Larry Fink of BlackRock was having this conversation in a newspaper article. And I read this weekend that, you know, labor unions were sort of advocating for, you know, bring back the pensions. You know, we need strong pensions to save people's retirements. And one thing that I will note is that with the way the world works today, people, you know, switching jobs more often, you know, not having that 40-year career, it does translate to oftentimes an increase in earnings, right? Uh-huh. One of the best ways to get a pay raise is to, you know, change companies. Now, you don't want to do that too much, of course. But
right.
So there's that balance of, well, if you work with the same company forever, you have the pension, but maybe you don't earn as much as you would have if you had switched, you know, career paths along the way. But if you're going to do that, if you're going to switch career paths and you don't work for companies that offer pensions and things like that, well, that just means you need to be that much more strategic in making sure that you're saving the right way, in the most efficient way. And that often has to do with, you know, questions around how much should I contribute to the 401k? What about Roth? You know, there's all these different strategies, mm-hmm. approaches that you can take to retirement savings. But too commonly, people are just putting money in that tax-deferred 401k. As if taxes are somehow going to be lower in the future. And that's something that we definitely want to have a conversation about.
Absolutely. Great points. And also, too, you can talk to Roberts Wealth about building in the strategies to build your personal pension. And it one that lasts a long time, because here's the next thing. We're probably going to live longer than our parents.
That's right. And so although the pensions are fewer and far in between, we have to at least plan to arrange for ourselves to have a pension that we create for ourselves, right? And that means that arranging our assets in retirement in a strategic manner to allow for a recurring stream of income that we can count on being there. And one of the things that we have to consider is, well, first off, how long are we planning for? And so for some people, that is still, you know, as it always was, right? If you have, you know, a genetic lottery that you perhaps didn't win, then that means that you aren't planning to live as long.
But yeah.
For everyone else, and that's probably going to be most of us as the life expectancy continues to increase, that means that we need to plan for an income stream that lasts, you know, 25, 30 years into retirement.
That is critical. I mean, you have to just assume you're going to live a long time. And you also have to know that with that will come healthcare costs. And also, mm-hmm. Medicare doesn't cover all of them.
That's right. When it comes to Medicare, well, first off, I point people in the direction of our Medicare expert, because as much as I try to become a jack of all trades, one of the good things about working at Roberts Wealth is we don't have to know everything as an advisor. We have a team that specializes in various aspects and covering what we call our time strategy. That's taxes, income, Medicare, estate, Social Security. If we can check all of those boxes, then we're well on our way to having a successful retirement. And when it comes to Medicare, there's a lot of unknowns. People aren't, you know, aware of, you know, what's the difference in, you know, Part A and B, and which one should I sign up for, and all of these nuances. Well, good news, we've got a team behind us here at Roberts Wealth that can walk you through that entire process. But one of the things we want to keep in mind is, like you said, those healthcare costs as we live longer, that is more and more of a financial burden for people. Not only that, but in that window of time, perhaps early retirement, right, before age 65, if we aren't at Medicare age yet, those are going to be some of the most expensive years healthcare-wise in the run-up to, you know, no longer having employer-sponsored health insurance as a new retiree, but also not being Medicare age. That means that we have to be prepared to pay for some really expensive insurance in the meantime. And we have to have an income plan that can sustain that as well.
Yeah. And, you know, I've just noticed so much of what you have here, Weston, does tie back into longevity. And as Weston said, they will walk you through that if you schedule a comprehensive review. You can do that just simply by calling 800-891-8680. So I know you're not medical doctors there at Roberts Wealth, but you do remind people, because more than likely you will live longer than your parents. Take care of yourself so you can enjoy your retirement.
Hey, it's part of the conversation, and I do have to remind people we're not a doctor's office, but we're going to talk about health a little bit. And likewise, I'll show you an income plan that has you living till age 100, but it's up to you to figure out how to make that happen. And, you know, people do. It's not unrealistic these days to talk about that. That's why we're mentioning it now. And so we want to be prepared, but also we want to know that, say, if we're delaying Social Security till age 70, if we've got these assets that we're accumulating, planning to spend at some future date, well, we also need to make sure that we're staying in good enough shape to actually see the benefits of that come to fruition. And so what that means is, at least with the Social Security conversation, you know, if you're delaying filing till age 70 because you want that max benefit, well, I hope that you're also maxing out your personal health, because you need to live at least to your mid-80s to actually see the cumulative value of those Social Security benefits stack up to break even.
Exactly. I mean, we paid in it all our lives. We want to get what we have coming back to us. You know, here's another thing that ties into longevity, because retirement is longer today. There are different phases of it. Can you speak to those, Weston, and then how you plan accordingly?
That's right. So retirement comes in different phases. You know, it's the go-go years to begin with. That's when, you know, you're going and you're doing things. You're probably spending more money. That's the early years of retirement. You've still got that energy, right? Where,
yeah,
you know, you're no longer working that 9 to 5. And so you've got all this free time and all this excess energy, and you put it to use, and it comes with a cost, right? Cost being money. Well, then you've got the slow-go years following that. You know, for some people, that's in their 70s. Others, it doesn't come until, you know, maybe late 70s, early 80s. Of course, this is dependent on the person. I've seen people, you know, knocking on 80 who are very much go-go.
Absolutely.
More so than myself. And when I see that, it's always incredible. And it speaks to that last topic we were on, you know, taking care of yourself, making sure that you have the energy to enjoy retirement. And when you're in those years, though, typically those slow-go years, what that means is you're probably not spending as much. Now, for income planning purposes, we want to make sure that we're adjusting for inflation as the years go by. But at the same time, we know that if we need, say, you know, $100,000 a year in those beginning years, those go-go years, because we're doing so much, well, in the slow-go years, we might not need $100,000, even adjusted for inflation, if our needs have changed. And then finally, we have the no-go years. That's where, well, we're not doing a whole lot of anything, because how could we, right? Maybe we're not as mobile as we were.
And right. People come to us then, right?
That's right. And there's some other costs associated with that, right? If we're doing at-home care, if we're receiving at-home care, then there's going to be some substantial costs associated with that. So although in general, the no-go years are the least costly of the three phases of retirement, they each come with their own separate costs that get incurred. And one of those at the latest stage, of course, is that long-term care need that can be one of the most costly of all.
It's almost like hearing you talk that the slow-go years, that middle phase, is kind of the pit stop. We pull in there to refuel money-wise and in other ways too, because you've got, yeah, the go-go expensive with going, and then the slow no-go probably health-wise expensive.
That's right. It is an important opportunity to sort of reassess, you know, the income plan. Let's see, okay, and during the go-go years, we've spent, you know, this amount of money. And because of that, that means, you know, we have somewhat of a guide on what we can expect towards end of life. Now, what does that mean for our income today when we're doing less? Well, This is why we update our income plans as we go. We always tell people, you know, this is a good first draft, but at the same time, we can't really predict out the next 40 years perfectly. And so we're going to, you know, update it as we go. And this is exactly some of those scenarios that we run into.
It's a lot to take in with retirement these days. And Weston opened up with the fact that the private sector pension is just about gone. But there's good news. And as he pointed out, many silver linings. One silver lining is you can come to a fiduciary firm like Roberts Wealth Management and talk about the good strategies for you, what they feel like would be the best strategies for you in building in that income. We'll open the phones now to make available that first opportunity to call in, get on the schedule, and claim your comprehensive review. No cost, no obligation.
And time is really of the essence here because we live in this ever-changing world. You know, Secure Act of 2020, shortly followed by Secure Act 2.0. Who has time to keep up with all of this? I mean, if you're keeping up with all of this, maybe you're not truly retired, right? There's when we ask people about their hobbies in retirement, I generally don't hear financial planning as one of those. And that's why we have a team of advisors here ready to help. And that all begins with that complimentary consultation. Give us a call today to get on our schedule for that first conversation.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that most people do not want to spend their days in retirement worrying about money and having to reinvent the wheel. Get the plan together. Now, not to say that tweaks aren't necessary. Weston referenced, you know, the Secure Acts, for instance. So sometimes there are changes in your life or in the economy or legislation that require some tweaks, and that's why reviews are a great thing to do. And that's they know the importance of that as well at Roberts Wealth Management. Here's how you get on their calendar, 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. Again, it's 800-891-8680. Come in for a comprehensive review. Talk about the building in that income, protective components, proactive tax strategies as well that can be implemented. And even if you're in that financial red zone, that's actually a great time to come in, that 5 to 10 year period before you retire. They even offer at Roberts Wealth that 401k coaching platform for those still working but nearing retirement. Maximizing those efforts. And yes, also, as Weston said, looking at Roth options, keeping those taxes in mind. 800-891-8680. Again, 800-891-8680. And then you want to make sure that you do stay on track for your retirement. So when we come back, Weston's going to outline some ways baby boomers are wasting money in retirement and offer some options to help keep those coffers full. We open up talking about how retirement just looks different these days and a lot more moving parts and strategies that can help meet the challenges of today's retirement with Weston Lindemann. We're back with Retire Right Radio. Weston, part of the team at Roberts Wealth Management, offices in Biloxi and Daphne, Pensacola, that's Weston's home office, and around the Houston area. robertswealth.com is the website. All right, let's look at some ways that you could not be making the best choices in your retirement with that hard-earned money that you saved to get there. Of course, we want to take care of our grandkids. We love our grandkids. But have you seen people, Weston, that may get a little too generous with the grandkids?
Well, and this is always a sensitive subject because, you know, who am I to tell people how to spend their money? And that's right. Not really our role as advisors. However, sometimes we do have to remind people, hey, this is what we're planning for. And you going way outside of these parameters that we've established means that you're not really sticking with the plan that we put together. And the plan is really only as good as you follow it. And that means that, you know, if you wanted to stick to what you said was your biggest concern, that you were afraid of running out of money, well, you need to maybe adjust some habits. And oftentimes one of those can be doing things like buying too many gifts for the grandkids or, you know, splurging a little too much on a vacation that includes the grandkids. A scenario I've seen that was to us an important highlight of why Roth is so important in retirement. We've seen people specifically take money out of an IRA, you know, a solid $15,000 or so to pay for a family trip to Disney, including the grandkids. And, you know, Disney being expensive, that's a whole other conversation. But the problem was that the money came from a traditional IRA, meaning it affected their tax bracket that they fell into. It made their Social Security taxable. And because of the amount of money that we're talking about here, that's sort of a bump to their gross adjusted income for the year, you know, taking the grandkids to Disney World, meant that their Medicare premiums ended up being higher for the next 2 years. These are all things that could have been avoided had we had those same dollars in Roth and made that withdrawal there instead. Now, that's less of a spending problem and more of a strategic, you know, how to withdraw your money problem. But the two go hand in hand, because if we're more strategic about how we're withdrawing our money, then perhaps you do get to buy more gifts for the grandkids. The more money you get to keep, obviously the more money you get to be able to spend, the less you're giving to the IRS. These are all priorities that we put into our planning. Now, the spending habits, though, that is one that we have to kind of rein in occasionally. But I'll juxtapose that by letting you know, sometimes we have to remind people, hey, it's okay to enjoy retirement.
Well, that's true.
Go spend that money.
The absolute, the opposite is true as well. And what Weston was saying also, of course, applies to if you're supporting adult children. And as you said, too, every little bit adds up. Now, a little bit, first off, unsolicited advice from me to retailers and fast food workers, hotel clerks. If someone looks like they're in their 50s, let them volunteer their age to you if they might be eligible for a senior discount. Don't ask them. But skipping those senior discounts, hey, you're missing out on money.
That's right. I mean, I would like to think that when I get to that stage of life, I'll be taking advantage of those discounts, because right now I'm not getting them and I feel it. And everyone else feeling the pressure of inflation, you know, that 5, 10, 20% discount would really help. So by all means, you know, swallow the pride. you are your age, so you might as well get the benefit of it. There's certainly drawbacks already, so you might as well get the benefits of your age. And sometimes that means the senior discount.
Oh, I remember the first time someone asked me if I was eligible, and I was like, yeah, okay, the day has come. You sure you don't want to see my ID or anything? Now, what about this? In any way, whether it's life insurance or anything, being possibly overinsured, or say in the case of life insurance, mm-hmm. is it time to make maybe a change with that?
This is a big one, and unfortunately, I see it too often. I think, you know, if you've spent your whole life paying a premium for some life insurance, it's become second nature. That's what you do. You have life insurance. Well, not exactly. I mean, it always has to have a purpose. And so, you know, we advise people to use insurance when it makes sense to. But, you know, later in life, if we have, you know, a spouse who is going to be the primary beneficiary of the life insurance policy, but we are, you know, passing along our accounts, our various assets, whether it's our IRA or Roth, what have you, to that spouse upon passing, you know, if the income streams are already figured out, that life insurance has to play a role. It has to have a specific reason why we're paying premiums on it. As you get older, oftentimes, depending on the type of policy, right, if you have a term policy, it's going to get more expensive. And when we don't have a clear, defined reason why we're paying the premiums, what does the death benefit, what role does that play? What purpose does that serve? Is it to plug an income gap upon passing? Is it to pay off a mortgage? Well, that makes sense. But if we know that these other aspects of our plan are already accounted for, then we're just giving money to an insurance company mm-hmm. When we don't need to. So I do see that. And living over here in the Florida Panhandle, you know, where storm damage does occur to properties and insurance deductibles and premiums are so high, there are sometimes cases too where it doesn't make sense for someone to pay, you know, $10,000-$15,000 a year in insurance costs, but that's on a case by case basis. Yeah. So we help people make those decisions. Not always are people able to decide for themselves, you know, is this the best thing to do? And that's why it's good to have a team here behind you to say, all right, let's look at the numbers. It's often a math problem as much as it is mm-hmm. a personal preference, and so that's something we can come up with together.
Yeah, I mean, the spending plan is a part of that process with Roberts Wealth Management. That's what's great about that initial comprehensive review that you can schedule, and that's that you get a look at all of it. And you can do that with a call to 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. What about where people live? I mean, I know a lot of people may want to stay in the home, but it could pay for some to downsize a little bit.
That's right. And so there's the size of the home, and then there's the geographic location that mm-hmm. people have to consider. So first, the size of the home, right? If you have a sprawling property that you're trying to take care of, as you age, it becomes more difficult, of course, to do that. And once you become really unable to maintain it, you have to pay more and more. You have to outsource those same responsibilities to other people at a cost. And so, you know, as the dollars get tighter, now you have more cost compounded on top of that. We already talked about how those slow-go and no-go years should look. Although costs are typically reduced, let's say you spent more of your money early in retirement. That's a common strategy, right, during those go-go years. Well, then you get into the slow and the no-go years, and now you're outsourcing all of these different expenses in order to maintain your property. Well, your income plan didn't account for that, right? If we plan to spend less in those years, but now we're spending more to maintain a large home, this is something that people have to consider. Likewise, it goes into the insurance and the tax conversation. If we can save some money on those things, then that means our dollars last longer. And so The right choice for a lot of people is to downsize, you know, into a smaller home, perhaps a more affordable home, and perhaps a more affordable area. And that's where the geographic question comes in. More and more people these days finding that that same amount of money that they have, or perhaps the equity they have in a home somewhere else, they could take that and, you know, buy a place for cash in another area. Mm-hmm. And just stretch those dollars a lot longer. It's a good backup plan for retirement if you haven't saved enough to move to an area where the cost of living is lower.
Yeah, it's a lot to consider. You know, I'm not retired, Weston, but I look at ways that I could save. I'm doing a better job of that. It was the one particular streaming service I was just about to cancel, and then all of a sudden they came out with all these great shows that are coming, and I can't do it. But yeah, there are things you can look at. You talked about the go-go years today. Of course, those are the travel years. You just got to watch how you spend on the travel.
Yeah, it's okay to go big in those years, right, and spend more. But how big are we talking about here? Are you, do you have the budget to maintain that, first and foremost? And, that's what our income planning process is designed to figure out. We always begin with that end in mind. And that means, you know, our first questions that we're likely to ask you when you first walk in the door and sit down and have a conversation with one of our advisors, it circles around the question of what are you planning to do in retirement? What does ideal retirement look like for you? And what that tells us is along the lines of spending, you know, you may have a number in mind of how much you need, but if what you say you want to do is not compatible with that number, then we need to be realistic and we need to make those adjustments in the plan. And so spending big on travel, not necessarily something that we want to dissuade people from doing, but we want to make sure that we can afford it if we're going to do that.
Exactly. And one more thing here is there's so much here. We've got about a minute here, but just be careful and be informed before you sign up for Social Security, because it will be less if you sign up early. Maybe a good choice, Weston, but it would be less.
That's right. And it's best to come in, get our Social Security maximization report. That's where we're going to crunch the numbers for you. We're going to put that human element into it as well. It's more than just the numbers. It's what's right for you based on your situation. And it's a lot more complicated than just saying, well, I'll take it as early as I can, or I'll wait as long as I can. There's a lot more nuance to it, and that's where working with a team of advisors comes in.
And here is where it can come in for you. It's so great to know. And I think it was last week we were talking about, you were mentioning that a lot of people just don't know whether or not they can retire now. It's good to know. So a good way to know is to get on the calendar for a comprehensive review for yourself, which you can do now at no cost, no obligation.
That's right. And going into retirement with uncertainty is really the exact opposite of what we want in retirement, right? You want relief. You want peace of mind. You can claim those things for yourself by scheduling that first conversation with an advisor on our team to begin that process of creating a plan that will give you what Paul Roberts calls the strut, where you can walk out of here knowing that there's no reason to have any worries anymore.
The strut. Yeah, but find out. And here's how you do that. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680. And that strut is for some who come in, they're told by this fiduciary team, you're looking good. You don't have to retire, but you can if you'd like. And the, for the others, then it's like, here's what we suggest. And if you go forward with us, we would suggest implementing in a way to get you there even stronger. 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. No cost, no obligation for this comprehensive review. Again, the number to call, 800-891-8680. It is Retire Right Radio. Weston Lindemann, part of the team of All-Star Advisors at Roberts Wealth Management. When we come back, we'll cover some counterintuitive retirement strategies that very well could work. We're back with Retire Right Radio. Weston Lindemann is part of the team of All-Star Advisors at the fiduciary firm Roberts Wealth Management, a firm that focuses on retirement planning. If you're near retirement and you feel like, hey, I followed the rules, I've done what I thought I should have done and have been told to do all my life, but I don't know how to do retirement. Well, they do. So that's why we're here every week, and Weston and the team giving you what you need to consider on that journey to retirement, and that's where they can be for you if you call in and schedule. Another way to do that is their website, robertswealth.com. Well, we talk about the importance of a strong retirement plan, of course, and a lot of people still believe the best strategy is to go with their gut. And, that might work at the grocery store trying to get the right steak to grill, but I don't know, retirement, especially given how long retirement is today, Weston is going to do some myth-busting today. So let's start with short-term safety first. The misconception, you should be able to predict a stock price tomorrow compared to predicting where it'll be 10 years from now. What's the mistake there?
Well, there is a bit of overconfidence that people often have, whether it's the do-it-yourselfers or sometimes other advisors. We hear that people go and they work with a firm that says that, well, they have some strategies that they use to predict things. Well, good luck with that, because plenty of studies have been done on the subject. And whether it's an institutional investor or an amateur investor or a retail investor, you really cannot predict. You cannot time the market. And so there's no sense in trying. It's a good way to lose money. It's not a great way to invest. It's speculation at best, gambling at worst. So what we want to make sure that we're doing is, that everything in our portfolio has to serve a purpose. And sometimes that means holding stocks for the long term. Sometimes that means holding them with an exit in mind, but not necessarily a particular date, right? You can't say, I'm going to enter this position tomorrow, and I'm going to exit it on Friday. That sounds a lot like day trading, highly speculative, very risky strategy to utilize. A better approach would be, and this is what we do a lot of at Roberts Wealth, we utilize technology that looks at, when is a good time to buy into a position, not based on some sort of trend or, what's happening in the world, but based on the price. When is the price a good price to buy at in terms of it being a discount, a good value? And then once we bought into a position, at what point is this position overbought? When is it so expensive that now would probably be a really good time to take profits? And that kind of leads us into the second myth, which is paper loss. People will say, if I don't sell my losing position, then I don't have a loss. Well, best time to take a profit is when you have one. And the best way to avoid losses is to get rid of the losers. Not doing that is following what's called the sunk loss fallacy. The sunk loss fallacy just says, well, I'm already down, I'll just keep holding it because, I've already lost so much. It's not a big deal if I lose another 10%. And maybe it'll come back up. Surely it can't keep going down like this. Well, there's a lot of stock tickers that are ticker symbols that used to exist, used to be on the stock exchange, that are no longer on there because they do go all the way down. And sometimes companies go out of business, and you don't want to be holding it from the high point all the way down till it no longer is a company. That can very well happen. And when we're talking about your retirement dollars, this isn't really the kind of investment strategy we want to utilize. So one of the great things about working with a team of advisors, we really pride ourselves on introducing, each client to multiple members of the team, because sometimes personalities aren't always the best fit. You meet with one advisor, maybe you need to be meeting with this other advisor instead. Mm-hmm. And it's our job to make sure that you're meeting with the people that are the best to serve you. And one of the ways that can really help is on that emotional side of things, helping an investor realize, well, You know, it is a good time to cut your losses on this particular stock. And, you know, we do want to encourage holding for the long term, or at least having an exit strategy with a particular stock purchase. These are the things that you wouldn't be able to get on your own as a do-it-yourself investor, that really that's where some of the added value that advisors can add comes in.
All right. Yeah, because, I mean, we talk about the importance these days, especially, and for most people, to be working with a professional. But that doesn't mean, even like when you go to the doctor, that doesn't mean you shouldn't ask questions and have ownership in this.
Very good point. And we talk about this a lot at our seminars. I like to educate people on what Paul Roberts calls financial double talk. And what that sounds like depends on the scenario, of course, but a common one is, you know, in a bear market, when the market's lost 20% or greater, and that advisor says that same old line, you know, don't worry, just hang in there. It's a paper loss. The market's right. A cycle. It always comes back. And although it does, and they're not wrong in saying that, it's slightly misleading depending on who they're talking to. You know, if they're talking to someone, you know, in my age range, someone who's working and actively contributing, saving, has the time horizon for the market to make that comeback, then sure. But if we're having that conversation as a retiree or soon to be retired, and we have a target retirement date that says, I need X amount of dollars in 2 years and my current trajectory is leading me in that direction, but a 30% loss changes that conversation altogether. So if we're being dealt with some financial double talk, you know, that's that let the money managers handle it mentality, and that can get you in a lot of trouble. These days, I like to say there's one way you can really find out, are you working with a money manager or are you, you know, being charged a fee and you're just being thrown in some sort of model portfolio? Well, we've been in a yield curve inversion for almost 2 years now. Mm-hmm. Yield curve inversion, fancy language, I know, but what it means is there is destined to be a market downturn at some future date. And that's because there's never been a yield curve inversion that wasn't followed by a market downturn 100% of the time. So
yeah.
While no one can predict a market downturn, the yield curve being inverted absolutely has predicted it 100% of the time. So I encourage people, if you're wondering, am I being dealt financial double talk, go schedule an in-person meeting with your advisor. You want to do it in person so you can see their jaw drop when you mention this, but you want to mention the yield curve inversion and ask them what they think about it. You know, if they just say, well, we're keeping our eye on it. Okay, fine. But let me ask you this. If we're standing on the tracks and there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's a train and it's coming full speed ahead, are we keeping our eye on it or are we getting off the tracks?
Exactly. Oh, man. Excellent point. So probe further. Don't just accept we're keeping our eye on it. Well, what are we doing to prepare for it? I mean, in many ways, it's like, you know, you can see it many times coming and you can prepare like a hurricane. Mm-hmm. You want to prepare for it.
It's all about preparedness.
Yeah.
And you don't want to put that off. And that's another of these myths, right? People will say, well, I'll put it off till tomorrow. You know, I'm not retired yet and perhaps it's a long way away. And so there's nothing to worry about for now. You know, that's probably the most dangerous myth of all of the ones we've talked about so far, because the earlier you get started in preparing, the more prepared you're going to be
right
when the time comes. And you'll be glad that you did. So if there's anything I can do to encourage people to be more prepared, other than share horror stories, but I don't want this to take a grim turn here.
Right.
You know, there are people who don't prepare at all, and retirement does not look good for those people. You don't want to be in that boat.
Well, actually, that will lead to our next myth to be busted by Weston Lindemann, retirement myth. 800-891-8680 to reach out, Roberts Wealth Management. Schedule a review for yourself. 800-891-8680. In fact, if you Google this next myth, you'll probably see my picture beside it, put off till tomorrow. And I know for many, especially maybe, you know, early financial red zone even, retirement could still look like a long way off, kind of like when we were in school and summer vacation in April still looked like a long way off. But it's best to act now and don't put off till tomorrow.
That's right. Delaying planning for your retirement is shortchanging your retirement. You're putting yourself deeper and deeper in a hole that is going to be harder to get out of. And being proactive with retirement planning strategies truly is the best way to make sure you get ahead of things like the changing tax code, right? You could put off doing those Roth conversions, but the tax code changes in 2025. So don't delay too long, because before you know it, you're going to be bumped into a higher tax bracket because of legislative change. You know, if that happens, you'll wish you had acted sooner.
Yeah. And this, we've got a minute here, and we closed the last segment with this same topic, Social Security. The myth, Social Security solves all. Never really was intended to, was it?
No, not at all. That's not the intent of Social Security, right? It's a safety net, first and foremost. It's there as a as assistance, or subsistence, rather, but it's not the end-all be-all for retirement planning. And it would be nice if it was, but in some ways it's good that it isn't, because Social Security does not pay nearly enough to replace most people's income, and it's not designed to. And so what that means is, if you're counting on Social Security to get through retirement, that means you need to drastically reduce your expenses, which means you need to go into retirement with no debt, and you need to have plans to do very little in retirement other than just survive, because Social Security, for one thing, isn't going to keep pace with inflation likely moving forward. And that's going to be due to the fact that the way they calculate inflation these days, they've stopped counting things like food and gas. So if true inflation is, you know, above 3%, but your cost of living adjustment on your benefit is only 3%, then you're going to be in trouble pretty quick.
Yeah, that just still amazes me, because what do we usually talk about when we talk about prices are up? Food and gas.
What else is there, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, so we all have our own personal inflation. And, you know, and that's something they know in many ways holistically about all of us at Roberts Wealth, that we're all different. And the same strategies can't apply for the next person. What are yours? You can find out in that comprehensive review. You can call in and schedule that. Claim yours right now at no cost, no obligation.
There are a lot of traps in retirement, a lot of myths that people unfortunately follow. And if you fall prey to these things, it becomes that much more difficult to succeed in having a retirement that's ideal. And so if you're wondering what does that ideal retirement look like for you and how can you make it happen, the best way to claim that for yourself is by calling to schedule a time to have that opportunity to begin that conversation with our team of advisors and get yourself on a path towards having no worries in retirement.
And to schedule, that's easy. It's a great phone call you can make right now to 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. Some of your time to come in and hear about what could be strategies that could be put together to last you for a long time, and that's your retirement. It's no obligation here, no cost, but you will leave informed. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680. You hear us close the show with the Weston answering questions sent in by listeners. How do you do that? Go to robertswealth.com. The same place that you could contact, the same place that you could schedule that comprehensive review, also at robertswealth.com. You can say, hey, answer this one on the show. We appreciate those who do that. All we ask is just give us your town. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680 and robertswealth.com. And we're going to do just that. Or we're going to close it out, as always, with a little Q&A for Weston Lindeman on Retire Right Radio. We're back with Retire Right Radio, and it's question time. It's one of the most popular segments on the show. We hear a great diversity of concerns here and dreams of people's retirement. They're very valid questions answered by Weston Lindeman. How do you get your question in? robertswealth.com. Of course, you can also hear the podcast there. You can learn about the team there and each individual on the team. Rob Weston is part of the team of All-Star Advisors, and you can schedule a review there, and you can get a question in for the show, like this one from Milton, Florida. How should an individual retirement account, IRA, be managed? Should we allow it to accumulate wealth and then pay taxes on withdrawals in retirement, or transfer it to a Roth IRA? Should I pay my taxes now and receive my money tax-free later? Can the taxes owed on the rollover be deducted directly from the rollover account itself? So I know that's a lot there, Weston.
All right, that is a lot to unpack, but I'll give it a shot. So how about an analogy first? Would you rather pay taxes on the seed or on the harvest?
Right.
For most people, the answer is going to be the seed.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be your Roth IRA. So, you know, if you're early in investing, then paying taxes now on those dollars is probably a good idea because, for one thing, with the Roth, you're going to get that tax-free growth, meaning the amount that is going to be in that account is going to be much greater when you get ready to withdraw it. And so if you had to pay taxes on that amount, well, of course, it's going to be a higher amount that you'll pay in taxes. So that's number one. Number two is when we look at where we're at, historically speaking, in the tax code, it's pretty substantially low compared to historical standards. At one point in time, for about 50 years, in fact, during the 20th century, taxes were in excess of 50 and 60% for the highest earners, which means we're at quite the discount today. So that would be number two, the reason why you would want to go ahead and pay taxes now versus later, because the tax code's changing in 2025. And with that, you know, $34 trillion in national debt, $60 trillion sitting in the retirement accounts of the generation getting ready to retire, that likely means that some form of tax increase is on the horizon. We want to be positioned on the right side of that. That means paying those taxes sooner rather than later. Now, how should you manage the money in that account? That's going to be more specific to your individual needs. But I will say both an IRA and a Roth have one advantage over the 401k, and that is that you have flexibility of investment selection. But we'll put a pin in that for now and get to some of your other questions here. Should you pay taxes now? And sorry, can the taxes owed on the rollover be deducted directly from the rollover account itself? Yes. So when you go to make that rollover happen, we'll do withholding to make sure you don't get hit with a surprise tax bill, you know, at the end of the year. And so part of that is, you know, you could do it yourself. We talk about the three options for dealing with the changing tax code. One is do nothing, continue to defer. Well, we don't want to do that. Option number two is do it yourself. Just pay taxes at today's known rate versus the future unknown rate. Problem with that approach is, what if you convert too much at once? What if you convert too early in the year and then a surprise happens and now you have to make another withdrawal from your account? And now, because you've done tax bracket bumping, that means that you've positioned yourself to where you're just before the next tax bracket, and then a surprise happens later in the year, you have to take another withdrawal. Well, that could mean your Social Security becomes taxable, your Medicare premiums are higher. Reason I'm mentioning this is option number three, tax-efficient planning strategies. That means working with a team of advisors that can guide you and actually do this process for you, take a lot of stress off your plate in retirement.
And your answer there, Weston, really exhibits the wisdom of starting your retirement planning process in those financial red zone years. And it sounds like that person in Milton, Florida is there. So if you want to come in, 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. Spanish Fort, Alabama. I'm 65 and I have no retirement, only benefits from Social Security. How can I begin saving? And more importantly, where do I begin investing so late in the game?
Well, that is pretty late in the game. And so we have to get pretty creative at this stage. So if you're working and still earning at that age and you've got the Social Security benefit, well, I guess the good news is you can still contribute to an IRA or to a Roth account at that age with earned income only, but you're going to be pretty capped on how much you can contribute. You know, you're not going to see that account grow very quickly. And if we're being honest, you know, you've waited this long, so we're probably not going to be saving a lot no matter what, right? So we got to look at some other things. You know, is the mortgage owned free and clear, or is the house owned free and clear? You know, do you still have a mortgage? What kind of debt do you have? You know, what's the gap between your Social Security benefit and how much income you actually need? If we can, you know, start from there, then that gives us a path to figure out, well, how much do you actually need to save? And then how much time do you have to do that? And so it's not easy. You know, if you've waited this long and you haven't been saving and now you're trying to, you know, deal with the fact that, well, the plan doesn't look good and we need to make up for that. It's tough. And I wouldn't lie to you and say, well, don't worry, you'll be fine. But fortunately, there are some strategic things we can do to stretch every dollar that you have. And that could mean looking at some guaranteed lifetime payments in some form of, you know, income-based annuity. That's more geared towards, you know, making sure you don't outlive your money, which is, you know, that much more essential when you only have so much to work with.
And again, you know, everyone deserves a good retirement, and they are great coaches at Roberts Wealth Management. 800-891-8680. Weston talked about the team and getting that team. That's what you get at Roberts Wealth. And it could be, you could be talking to Weston in Pensacola, his office, and he's got a question. He knows someone in the Houston area office can better answer it. Well, you know, they're just a phone call away. Speaking of Houston area, where there are three Roberts Wealth offices, here's one from Katy, Texas. I was terminated by my employer. Now, the paperwork they sent me said a 10% penalty for an early 401k withdrawal would be waived for payments made after separation of service if you turn 55 during that year. This might as well have been written in hieroglyphics as far as I'm concerned. What can I do to avoid that penalty if I don't turn 55 until 2026?
Yeah, so that's in reference to the rule of 55, which, you know, of course, in this example wouldn't work out for you because of your age. But, you know, rolling the 401k into a traditional IRA would be the sound strategy here. You don't want to leave it at the old employer because they're probably going to pass along those fees in the 401k plan to your account, meaning you're not going to see that account balance grow very much. But taking that withdrawal, you will, you know, be faced with a penalty. And so versus taking a withdrawal, you want to roll it into a traditional IRA. That direct rollover is not going to be a taxable event. It's not a withdrawal per se. And as such, there's no penalty for doing that. I know these things aren't always the easiest to understand. You describe it as hieroglyphics. And sometimes it seems that way, right? No one explains, you know, things like the rule of 55 and these other nuances. But 59 and a half will be when you're able to withdraw those dollars penalty free. And because of that, you do want to do a direct rollover to an IRA instead of making a withdrawal.
And I can so relate to how they feel. I feel that way sometimes in many things. Like, I just feel like I'm reading hieroglyphics here. But, yeah. You know, that's that again, back to, especially if you're near a retirement, a firm that focuses on that, that's Roberts Wealth. RobertsWealth.com, by the way, to get your question in for the show. Here's one from the Woodlands. I keep getting calls from folks looking to sell me precious metals or convert my IRA into gold. Is this legitimate? And if so, is it smart?
Well, I couldn't say if it were legitimate without, you know, analyzing the specific situation in particular. But in general, these things should be treated as speculative in nature. Meaning, you know, if someone called you and said, hey, do you want to invest in a new cryptocurrency? Now, I'm not comparing gold to cryptocurrency necessarily, but at the same time, the way we have to think about how this fits into our overall portfolio should be more or less the same. The price of metals moving forward, you know, the futures market that institutional investors are concerned with, that is, you know, not something that the retail investor should be concerning themselves with. If you do, much like with investing in something like cryptocurrency, it should be treated as speculative and only as a small piece of the overall portfolio. So if we've got our assets arranged in which we've got some, you know, market dollars for growth and liquidity, maybe we've got some protection dollars built into the plan where we know we can't lose on these dollars. And then we have, you know, 5, maybe 10% on the high end that is speculative. This is, you know, money we're just saying, I don't need it, but I would like to see it grow, and versus putting it in a regular stock market account, I'll just invest it more creatively, whether it's precious metals or, you know, something more like cryptocurrency. So to answer your question, is it smart? Depends on how much are you trying to invest. Don't convert your entire IRA into gold by any means. That would be, you know, risking a lot on the price of gold, something that, you know, it's beyond me to predict where that price might be headed next. So to answer your question, in short, this is a speculative, you know, question, and it should be treated as such.
And you have your own questions that you can have answered. And in a one-on-one with one of the team members at Roberts Wealth, more specifically, of course. So here is the opportunity. We'll open the phones one more time on this week's show to make available a comprehensive review that you can schedule, and it's at no cost and no obligation.
It's good to have questions going into retirement. It means you're aware that it's not so simple these days. If that's the takeaway you've gotten from today's episode, then we've done our job here, because it truly is, you know, there's so many myths, there's so many complexities to all of this, and we can guarantee a much smoother transition into retirement, into those, you know, days of enjoying whatever it is you want to do. We've talked a lot about that as well, making sure the income plan can sustain that lifestyle you're trying to live in retirement. It's so much simpler of a process when you have a team behind you every step of the way. And you can claim that for yourself today by giving us a call and scheduling that complimentary review of your existing plan. Or maybe we're building a plan from scratch, but the opportunity exists now for you to do that and begin that process working with a team of advisors here at Roberts Wealth.
And 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. As Weston said, it could be your first retirement consultation, taking what you have worked so hard to build up and start building the plan, or at least get a look in this consultation at how it could be built. It's also a great second opinion opportunity. Maybe you're even retired and you've got a plan in place. You don't feel 100% confidence. Why not? At no cost, no obligation, get a second set of eyes on it. 800-891-8680, and talk about your retirement and that income, the strategies like proactive tax strategies, protective components, looking ahead at all those phases of your longer retirement than ever, what Weston was talking about on the show earlier. 800-891-8680 to schedule comprehensive review, no cost, no obligation. Again, 800-891-8680. Check out the podcast at robertswealth.com and on the radio every week. We're back next week, and we hope you're with us for Retire Right Radio.
Roberts Wealth Management is registered as an investment advisor and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. This program is a paid advertisement sponsored by Roberts Wealth Management. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of these strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Asset allocation, rebalancing, and diversification do not ensure or guarantee a better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. References to market results do not represent the performance of Roberts Wealth Management. Historical performance returns for investment indexes and or categories usually do not deduct transaction and or custodial charges of an advisory fee, which would decrease the historical performance results. There are no guarantees that a portfolio will match or outperform a specific benchmark. Tax information provided is general in nature and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Always consult with an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Roberts Wealth Management is not engaged in the practice of law or accounting. Tax and Social Security rules are subject to change at any time. Annuity guarantees are subject to the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.